Non. Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your steadfast love over our lives. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you, Lord, for enforcing your will to happen in our lives and situations. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your peace and joy that fills our heart, that fills our mind. We thank you, Lord, for turning our darkness into light. Thank you for turning our weaknesses into strength. Thank you for empowering us for success, victories, and prosperity. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for those interventions we received from you. We thank you for the answers to prayers we got from you. Thank you, Lord, for executing your judgment on the powers and forces of darkness attacking us. Thank you for frustrating the plans of the enemy that way against us. Praise forever in Jesus' name. Oh, we are here this evening to seek your face because you are a faithful God. We are here this midnight to call upon your name. Because you cannot fail us, I ask, O Lord, that you meet us at the point of our need. Give us the blessings that are far greater than our expectations. Give us breakthroughs that will move us forward to the next higher level. Have your way in our lives, O Lord. Have your way in this place tonight as we pray and worship. Thank you, Father, for I know you will do more than our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And we welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe as you pray tonight, the Lord will have mercy on you. And you will answer your prayers in Jesus' name. a week to lead some worship songs. Glory, honor, power, majesty, be unto you, our Lord. Glory, honor, glory, honor, power, majesty, be unto you, our Lord. Glory, honor, glory, honor, power, majesty, be unto you, our Lord. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. Oh Lord, oh Lord. We cannot live without you. We cannot live without you. We cannot live without you. Oh Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we have a Father, hallelujah, we have a Father. Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we have a Father unto the Lord, be the glory, give thanks. He has done unto the Lord. Be the glory, the things he has done unto the Lord. Be the glory, Great things he has done until the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will do unto the Lord. Be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will do unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things he has done. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. O our Father, our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thou. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Father, you great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. We praise thee. We praise you. Oh. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Oh, excellent is your name. All 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 excellent is your name. Oh, Jesus, most be honored, most be honored, most be honored. Jesus, most be honored in my life. Everything, hallelujah, Jesus. Must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, found in the seas, on the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the seas. Hallelujah, the Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is good forevermore. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is good forevermore. Oh, the Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is good forevermore. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is good forevermore. You are He, changing every life. Oh, we worship You, Jesus, we worship You. You are here changing our lives. You are here changing our lives. Jesus, we worship You. Savior, we worship You. Way maker, miracle walker, promise keeper, light and the darkness, our God, that is who You are. Way maker, miracle walker, promise keeper, light and the darkness, our God, that is who You are. The wonderful name, Jesus, oh, that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name. Jesus, there is no other name I know. That's wonderful name. That's wonderful name. Jesus. Jesus, oh, that wonderful name. Jesus, that wonderful name. That wonderful name. Jesus, there is no other name I know. Emmanuel, the Lord Emmanuel. He said to me, Emmanuel, in the glory, Emmanuel. Your name is Lord. Your name is Lord. Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Your name is God. Your name is God. Jesus, Emmanuel. Bright the morning star, Emmanuel. Lion of Judah, Emmanuel. The Lamb of God, Emmanuel. The King of Israel, Emmanuel. Your name is God. Your name is God. Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Your name is Lord. Your name is Lord. Emmanuel. Yahweh. Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, Lord, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, Jesus, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, Adonai, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed, Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed, Adonai. King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, We praise you, Jehovah. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. El Shaddai, Elohim, Ein Adonai, age to age, you're still the same by the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim, Adonai, we will praise and live. Lift you up, El Shaddai. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim Adonai, we will praise and lift you up, El Shaddai. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify him. Magnify him. Worship his majesty. Worship the King of glory. Worship the Lord of lords. The Lord of hosts. The God of heaven and the earth. The God of kings. The God of the angels. Worship him. Praise him. He is the first and the last. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the firstborn among the dead. Glorify him. In the light of the world. The Savior of the world, the Redeemer of mankind, the mighty Savior, the mighty Healer, the mighty Restorer, the great Deliverer. Worship him. He is the answer to our prayers. The answer to the problems of the world. He is the giver of peace. He is the prince of peace. He is the prince of princes. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Jesus, the King of Kings. We adore you. You are highly exalted, far above everything and everyone. You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth. Far above the highest mountains, mighty exalted, far above every kingdom, whether visible or invisible. You are highly exalted, far above every nation, every realm, every principality and powers. You are highly exalted. Far above your enemies. Blessed be your holy name, Father. Your dominion prevails over all. Your dominion conquers all. You have conquered all. You have conquered all sicknesses and diseases. You have conquered all limitations, all problems. You have conquered all darkness. You have conquered all your enemies. You have conquered all the governments of the world. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, We have given him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank him I am going to thank him because you are grateful, not because I'm telling you to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for being so good to me and my household. Going to say, thank you, Father, for being so good to me and my family members. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for being so good to me and my household. Say thank you, Lord, for being so good to me and my family members. Say thank you for being so merciful unto me. Thank you for giving me helps, favors, blessings I do not deserve. Thank you, Lord, for solving difficult problems in my life. Say thank you, Lord, for giving me victories over forces that are stronger than I am. Say thank you, Lord, for opening my eyes to see things that have been hidden from me. Say thank you, Lord, for your interventions in my situations. Thank you for everything he has done in your life. Thank you, Father. No one can do what you have done for me. No one can do what you have done for me. You have done great things. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for the things you are still going to do for me. I'm going to say thank you, Father, for great things you will still do for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Father, I know you are not done helping me and blessing me. You still have great things in store for me. Thank you, Father. Continue to thank him. Thank you, Lord, for great things you will do for me. Great helps you will send to me. Great blessings you will release into my life. Say, Father, thank you for great deliverance. you are doing in my life. Thank you, Father, for great healing. Your release into my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for great testimonies you give me. Thank you, Lord, for great solutions you will give to solve my problems. In Jesus' name, we have given him peace. Amen. You need to thank him. You need to say, thank you, Lord, for drawing me closer to yourself. You need to say, thank you, Lord, for using everything to draw me closer to yourself. Continue to thank him like that. Begin to thank him like that. Say, thank you, Father, for drawing me closer to yourself. Thank you for drawing my heart closer. Thank you for drawing my spirit closer to you, to yourself. Thank you for revealing yourself to me. Thank you for giving me understanding of your will, understanding of your word, understanding of your ways, understanding of your nature. Thank you, Lord, for giving me revelations of who you are. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, oh Lord, commit my life, the life of the members of my family into your hands for protection, for preservation. Say, oh Lord, protect us, preserve us from all evil. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, I commit my life and the lives of my family members into your hands. Of protection, of preservation. Say, oh Lord, protect us. Say, oh Lord, preserve us. In the name of Jesus, protect my children, protect my grandchildren. Protect my siblings, my parents, protect my spouse. Say, Father, I commit my life and that of of my family members into your hands for protection and preservation. Say, Father, protect us from all evils. Preserve us from all evils. Shield us from all evils. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your message speak for anyone close to me that Satan is about to attack and hope. We say, Father, let your message speak for that person and save that person. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your message speak for anyone that is close to me that is about to be hurt by the devil. That is about to be hurt by Satan. That is about to be hurt by the powers of darkness. Oh Lord, let your mercy speak for them. Let your mercy rescue them now. In the name of Jesus. Anyone close to me that the enemy is about to hurt and damage their lives. Oh Lord, show them mercy now and save them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say the name of Jesus. I prophesy over my life. Let we not problems of limitations here before me. You're going to say, I prophesy over my life. Let a way out of troubles, and limitations, difficulties, here before me right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray that. Say, away, Lord. Problems. of we hold the limitations of we hold of our solutions of we hold of city. Let it up here before me right now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I prophesy that the answer to my prayers appear in my life right now. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive power. You're correct. Every hell. That is. The meaning of my life. In a way to say, I receive power to correct every error. In my life, every error in the environment of my life, in the activities of my life, in the structure of my life, in the way things have been organized, in the way things are in my life presently at the moment, begin to say, I receive power to correct every error in my life, in my activities, in my situations. Begin to plan that. Every error going on in my environment, going on in the things that I do, in my business, in my career. They begin to say, I receive power to correct them. In the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I receive power to correct every error in any aspect of my life. In any area of my life, I receive power to correct them. Any form of error in my attitude, in my lifestyle, in my relationship with others, in my interaction with others, begin to say, I receive power to correct them all. Every error in my faith, in the way I believe God, in the way I perceive God, begin to say, I receive power to correct them now. in the name of Jesus. Every error in my relationship with God, in my walk with God, I receive power to correct them now. In the name of Jesus, every error in my relationship with my children, with my spouse, I receive power to correct them now. In the name of Jesus, every error in the way I serve God, every error in the way I do the work of God, I receive power to correct them now. In the name of Jesus, every error in the way I think and in the way I speak, in the way I talk, I receive power to correct them now. In the name of Jesus, every error in the way I dress, in the way I appear physically, publicly, I receive power to correct them now. In the name of Jesus, every error in the way I spend money, I receive power to correct them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You have to pray. Part of God's promises for you is that you will be above holy and you will never be the beneath. Now, you're going to see that in Deuteronomy 28, you will be above, the word of God says you will be above holy and you will never be beneath. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, according to your promise, let me be above always. Let me not be the below. Let me always be above in everything I do. Let me always be above. Let me always be above and never be the beneath. In the name of Jesus, let me always excel in everything I do. Let me always be the best in everything I do. The Father, according to your promise, make me always above. Make me always excel. Fill me with thanks. Excellent spirit to always be above and not is known. Fill me with excellent spirit, O Lord, to always be above and not below. Fill me with excellent spirit to be 10 times better than the unbelievers who are doing the same things that I do, or selling the same things that I sell, doing the same career that I do, doing the same studying that I do, Lord. Fill me with excellent spirit to be 10 times better than unbelievers. 10 times better than those that do not know you. You will fill me with excellent spirit to be 10 times better. 10 times higher than unbelievers who have no relationship with you. You will with excellent spirit to be 10 times better than unbelievers who have no covenant with you. So, O Lord, make me to always be above and not below. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray still on excellence. You're going to pray. These things are not supposed to be failures. These things are not supposed to be losers. Christians are not supposed to be novices in the area of their career, or is it novice they call it? Or mediocre. Yeah. That is not what Christians should be. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill me with the spirit of wisdom. To excel greatly in the things I do for a living. Yeah, you don't have to do your own thing the way everyone is doing it. You can do your own thing in a very unique and special way that would be the way others have been doing theirs. You need to say, Father, fill me with the spirit of wisdom to excel greatly in the things that I do for a living, in the area of my skill, in the area of my family. The Father, fill me with the Spirit of wisdom. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Say, Father, fill me with the Spirit of wisdom to excel greatly in the area of my calling, in the area of my career, in the area of my skill and talent. Fill me with excellence, Spirit. Fill me with the wisdom to excel greatly. Wisdom to be creative. Wisdom to invent new things. Wisdom to get inspiration. Wisdom that will give me inspiration in the area of my skills, talent, area, calling, oh Lord, fill me with such wisdom. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Jesus' name, oh, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You will become better than many when you learn to depend on the Holy Spirit. You will do well than many others when you learn to rely on the Holy Spirit and not on your own understanding, and not on your own wisdom. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, I choose to depend on the Holy Spirit. You're going to say, I choose to depend on the wisdom of the Holy Spirit and not on my own wisdom. Father, help me to do this always. Say, I choose to depend on the Holy Spirit's wisdom. I choose to depend on the Holy Spirit's strength and not on my own strength and wisdom. Father, help me to do these always in the name of Jesus. in sofferenza. Let's choose to depend on the Holy Spirit's wisdom and not on my wisdom. Let's choose to depend on the Holy Spirit's insight and leading us in directions and not on my own wisdom. Oh, Father, help me to do this always in the name of Jesus. I choose to depend on the Holy Spirit's strength and not on my own strength, so that I can walk in excellence and success. I choose to depend on the Holy Spirit's strength and abilities. And that help me in these holidays, so that I can walk in excellence in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You're free to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You need to say in the name of Jesus, I disconnect my life and the works of my hands from the spirit of failure. You're going to say, I disconnect my life and the works of my hands from the spirit of failures in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, it is in my life. The works of my hands from the spirit of failure in the name of Jesus. I connect my life and the works of my hands from the spirit of failure. I disconnect my career from the spirit of failure. I disconnect my calling from the spirit of failure. I disconnect my destiny from the spirit of failure. I disconnect my ministry from the spirit of failure. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Jesus' name. And we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. Spirit of setbacks. Every spirit of backwardness. It's in the name of Jesus. I command every spirit of setbacks. Every spirit of backwardness to come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Every spirit of setback. Every spirit of going backwards. Instead of moving forward. Come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit of failing after making a good success, come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit of backwardness. Of my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. You're going to pray. You're going to say from today onward, we are going to have the sole of my feet touches. Shall serve God's purpose for my life. You're going to see from this day onward, anywhere the sole of my feet touches. Our battle to fulfill God's purpose for my life shall surrender to fulfill God's purpose for my life in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. It's this strong with the homework. Anywhere the sole of my feet shall point, thou surrender to serve God's will for my life. Thou surrender to serve God's plans for my life. Thou surrender to serve God's purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus. Anywhere the sole of my feet shall touch. Thou surrender to serve God's will for my life. From this day forward, in the name of Jesus, please come. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit of heaviness and sorrows and sadness let the spirit of joy and praise and thankfulness heal me now. Let the spirit of heaviness, sadness, and sorrows leave my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Spirit of heaviness, sadness, sorrow, come out of my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, and let the spirit of joy praise and thankfulness heal me now in the name of Jesus. The spirit of joy, praise and thankfulness heal me now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, give me a meek spirit. That does not repent when offended, to which say, Father, give me a meek spirit that does not react negatively when being offended, in the name of Jesus, begin to pull it down. We should have a clear. The Father, fill me with meek spirit that does not react negatively when being offended. Stefano, fill me with a mixed spirit that does not retaliate when being offended. A mixed spirit that forgives easily. A mixed spirit that will make me to pray for my enemies and seek the good of my enemies. The Lord, dealing with such spirit, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say the name of Jesus. Its power do things differently in such a way God's beauty, God's glory will be received from my life. You need to say, I receive power to do things differently. From the way the world, the people of the world do things. So that God's beauty and God's glory may be revealed from my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yeah, I receive grace and receive power. We do things differently from the way the people of the world do things. Shall I receive grace and power to live my life differently from the way the people of the world live their lives? So that the beauty and the glory of God can be revealed through my life. In the name of Jesus, there is increase to be different. These last days, there is a place to be different from the world. In these last days, there is a place to be different from the people of the world. Varatma in lifestyle, in habit, so that the beauty and glory of God can manifest from my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Just going to pray. You're going to say, I receive wisdom to choose the right people to walk with, to choose the right friends to move with, in the name of Jesus. Okay, so pray like that. I receive wisdom to choose the right friend to walk with, to choose the right relationships to trust, the right relationships to keep. Say, I receive wisdom to do that. In the name of Jesus, I receive wisdom to choose the right people to draw close to my life. In the name of Jesus, you find. Jesus' name, we have prayed. We have been to pray. To be Father, all hope from me, every coming, the enemy has placed on me. Draw reproach and shame into my life. And Father, pull off from my life every damage the enemy have worn on me, so that shame and reproach and afflictions and me in my life. Oh Lord, pull them off right now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Pull them off right now. In the name of Jesus. Every garment of reproach, garment of shame, garment of disgrace, every garment of affliction, that the enemy has put on me, Father, pull them off. Pull them off right now. Pull them off from my spirit, soul, and body. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Oh, yes, right. Amen. You're going to pray. Now, we have prayed this particular prayer point before. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lion of the tribe of Judah. Before every battle of darkness that my ancestors and parents could not overcome, but is now after my whole life, the Lion of Judah, before them now. Begin to pray like that. The whole Lion of the tribe of Judah, before battles of darkness that my parents and ancestors could not conquer, but is now following my life, is now after my life. O Lion of Judah, devour them now. Devour them. Consume them. Destroy them in the name of Jesus. Every battle my parents fought but could not win, every battle my ancestors fought but could not win, and now it's after my life. O Lion of the tribe of Judah, appear. Before them all, right now, in the name of Jesus, O Lion of the tribe of Judah, appear, and before them all, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we love me. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let every repositioning and relocation that must happen to me for a new glory absolutely much in my life. Let them happen now. Every repositioning and relocation that must happen to me for a new glory to emerge in my life. Father, let them happen now. Open your mouth and pray. Let them happen now. The sharp distant nekila. Balele nishenu takon sasana. Itene shena kiklea. Every repositioning and relocation that must happen to me, that comes to my quality, my career, to my ministry, for a new glory, for a new season, for a new norm. We march in my life. Let them happen now, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Agree to pray. Agree to say the name of Jesus. Let every evil high. Or in my life, go blind right now. In the name of Jesus, can we just say in the name of Jesus, let every hero high watching over my life. Go blind right now. Let them become blind right now. In the name of Jesus, pray that prayer with the whole of your heart. Every evil heart, monitoring my life, monitoring the affairs of my life, monitoring the daily activities of my life, monitoring my doing out and coming in. Command them to become blind right now. In the name of Jesus, every satanic glory, demonic glory, witchcraft, monitoring my life, monitoring my days, monitoring my movement, monitoring the activities of my life, monitoring my doing out and coming in, I command them to become blind right now. let them become blind right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In a pinch of pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, the portal of darkness, in producing poisons into my life. You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, shut them up. Every portal of darkness, in producing poisons into my life, in producing poisons into my spirit, soul, and body. Blood of Jesus, shut them down. Begin to pray like that. Blood of Jesus, shut them. Every portal of hell, every portal of darkness, is producing poisons into my life. Lord of Jesus, shut me down right now. In the name of Jesus. Close them up forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, block every human. Yeah, you can use the word block or stop. Block every human that Satan has chosen to use to stop the delivery of my blessings, to hinder the manifestation of my blessings. The Father, block every human Satan has chosen to use to hinder the delivery of my blessings, to hinder the manifestation of my miracles. Oh Lord, block them. Block them. In the name of Jesus, begin to operate like that. Every human, every creator, Satan has chosen to use to stop the delivery of my blessings. O Lord of hosts, block them now. Block them now. Before they move, let my blessings ready. In the name of Jesus, before they even think of stopping my blessings, let me already have those blessings. In the name of Jesus, O Lord of hosts, block them. Every human creator that Satan has chosen to use to stop the physical manifestation of my blessings and miracles. Oh Lord, block them from being able to operate in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. We say in the name of Jesus. I shall not be discouraged. Concerning the things God want with me to do. You need to say in the name of Jesus, and I shall not be discouraged. Concerning the things God have called me to do. Concerning the things God has chosen me to do at this time. Open your mouth up. Like that. Begin to say, I shall be encouraged and I shall be passionate in doing the things God has chosen me to do. In doing the things God has called me to do, I shall be encouraged. I shall be passionate in the name of Jesus. I shall not be discouraged. I shall be encouraged. I shall be passionate in doing the things God has entrusted into my hands. In the name of Jesus, I shall not be discouraged. In the name of Jesus, I shall not be discouraged. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, back your mercy and let the glory that is with you for me in my future manifest in a great time. You can say, Father, let the glory you have destined for me manifest in the appointed time. Let it not fear. Let the manifestation of that glory not fear. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, let the glory you have positioned in my future for me manifest the great name. Let it not fail at the right time. Let that glory not fail at the appointed time. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. The things that God wants you to experience this year or next year or whatever year should not exceed that time. It should not exceed that time. The Father, let the glory you have positioned in my future for me manifest in it. Appointed time. Let it not delay at the appointed time. Let it not fail at the appointed time. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, oh, we have to pray. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You have to pray. agree to say in the name of Jesus, I refuse to confuse you. Clear instructions and directions. Clear divine instructions and directions that I need to follow at this time. You need to say, I refuse to be confused. I receive clear instructions and directions that I should follow at this time. I begin to pray. Yeah, I refuse to be confused. I refuse to be confused. I receive the divine instructions and the directions that I need to follow at this time in the name of Jesus. I receive clear divine instructions and the directions that I need to follow at this time. In the name of Jesus, I shall not be confused. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. The last prayer point you're going to pray be to say, Father, shine forth your light in the midst of every darkness that has covered my life. You need to say, Father, shine forth your light in the midst of every darkness that has covered my life. Until the darkness gone forever. Open your mouth and pray, God. Say, Father, shine forth your light in the midst of the darkness that have covered me, that have covered my spirit, soul, and body. Shine forth your light now. Until the darkness is completely destroyed, continue to shine your light. Until the darkness completely disappears, Father, continue to shine your light. In the name of Jesus. Until the darkness is completely defeated. Father, continue to shine your light. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You need to raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Thank you, Lord, for who you are on your throne in heaven. Thank you for who you are on your throne in the earth. Thank you for who you are on your throne on that earth. Thank you, Lord, for the greatness of your power. Thank you for the greatness of your name. Thank you for all that is in your hands to do for us, your people, your children. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for great things you have done for us already. And thank you for greater things you will begin to do very shortly. We praise forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you look upon everyone here and that you release the blessings they are already due to receive. Father, do so now in Jesus' name. I ask that you control the activities, the situations going on in the lives of your people to agree with your will for them in the name of Jesus. I pray, O Lord, that you reverse every evil thing the enemy have already done in the lives of these ones. Father, reverse the evil to become good right now in the name of Jesus. Every error going on in their lives, Father, correct them then in the name of Jesus. Make them great light in the earth in these last days. Father, do so in Jesus' name. Great light that will shine and reveal your glory at this time. Father, turn everyone here into such a great light right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that in your life, impossible things shall now become possible in the name of Jesus. The grace of God shall become sufficient for you from now henceforth. In the name of Jesus, you shall see the end of your afflictions very shortly. You shall see the end of your limitations very shortly. In the name of Jesus, the hand of God shall lift you up. And your expectations that agrees with God's will shall manifest very shortly. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.